Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Anita Rosen is our guest, our good friend, and the author of Project Management. Anita, tell them how they can find your ebook.
Oh, Amazon. Just type in. You can either type in my name or type in Project Management. And I am the only book out there on project management, on project managing mobile to big data.
Wow.
But it's the same project management. I just applied it to one area of technology.
All right.
But the 7 steps of project management are the same regardless of what you do.
And we're up to the Q&A and beta section of the
right. So
the steps.
We start with a concept, and then we put together our schedule of what we're going to do and how much it's going to cost, and then we actually do the execution. When we're done with the execution, the next step, and this is what a lot of businesses don't think about, is QA, quality assurance.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's actually what you want. I mean, it could be as simple. I'm going to use the kitchen example. They finish, before the guys leave, you turn on the water and make sure hot and cold water works. You know, you don't have the dinner party until you make sure you turn on the garbage disposal and make sure it works and that, you know, it's all hooked up right. So that's the QA.
And the QA has to happen, yeah, it has to happen before you're ready to go online.
But yeah.
You've got to make sure. How many times have I seen this? Have I seen where, you know, when I go to give a speech and I'm responsible for the technology, I get there early and I know the technology works before I go on stage. I don't know how many times I show up and somebody else is responsible for the technology and they're going to turn it on for the first time when I get there.
Yeah, you don't want that.
But that happens way too many times. I don't understand that. I don't want to be embarrassed. You know what I mean? I'm getting there early to make sure I've got quality assurance so I don't get myself into a bind. Why isn't that natural for other people?
Every other step, because it's natural for you, and that's why you've been successful. And some businesses look and say, how come I'm a small business and not a big business?
I've also embarrassed myself, and I didn't like that.
Right.
I remember that feeling.
Right. We also learn, but, you know, some small businesses, they need to think this through because they just don't intuitively know.
So when I've got the QA done and that's all, the quality assurance is all squared away, now I'm ready to go to market, right?
No.
Oh.
So let's use a website. We do our QA. We get it on there and we make sure, personally, we make sure all the links work. We have some clean set of eyes if it's a website. Read through it and make sure we don't have any typos.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's what you want.
Let somebody else look at it.
You got to have someone else look at it. It's not up online yet.
It's a development site. That's what. If you're building a website, somebody's building a website for you, and they don't let you look at it in a development stage, you got the wrong guy.
Right. You need to get up there, and you need to quality assure it, and make sure. Go through the ordering process. Order something, and make sure that it all looks right from the customer's point of view.
Right.
I mean, the page might look right, but go up there from a customer's point of view and try it out. Make sure the whole process works. Same thing with your business.
Mm-hmm.
You get a new cash register in. Don't turn it, you know, you're not going to, okay, Monday morning, and now you've got all your customers there, or Saturday, and that's your big day for sales.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first day you turn on your cash register. Or your accounting system, it's the first day you bring it up is like right before payroll, and there's a problem, and you can't get payroll out.
Right.
You do QA, you run through a sample internally, and then the next thing you do is beta. And beta means you don't roll it out to everyone, you roll it out to a small group of people. So you're at a store and you have 3 cash registers, you don't replace all 3 cash registers.
Right.
You run through, make sure it works properly. You have one.
That's another huge mistake I've seen people make. Is making a commitment to something that they have not tested, and
right.
I don't even understand. You know what, Anita? I think Mr. Murphy is the reason why I'm like that, because he's alive and well, right?
Oh, definitely.
Anything that can go wrong, well, it always costs more than it does. Mr. Murphy is alive and well on every project, and if you don't believe that, folks, then you're going to mess up.
Right. Regardless of what it is.
Right.
You need to kind of go through the
quality assurance, and you got to beta test it, make sure it's ready before you go live, before you give it to customers. Anita,
right.
Good job today, as always. Thank you for being here. Give us that website one more time.
ReadyGo.com.
And can they link there from there to buy the book from ReadyGo.com?
No, you need to go to my personal website, AnitaRosen.com.
AnitaRosen.com, or just go to Amazon, folks. And
or just go to Amazon.
Type in Project Manager. You'll find her. Hey, Anita, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Anita joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.